Welcome to everyone. So I'm still, with Kabir. I think going into the warm sea of Kabir, kind of a George Gurdjieff comes to my mind, and like somebody was asking him, probably towards the end of his life, and somebody asked, what did you do which made your life the way you lived? And certainly, Gurdjieff kind of went in. And one thing he told to this person, he said, actually, my grandfather was dying, and kind of like he was a, poor guy. He doesn't have much money. And somehow, like he said, we were many brothers, but somehow he loved me, more than others. And he called in me and he said, I'm a poor guy, and I have nothing to share with you, but certainly I have one thing. And if you remember this, probably, this one thing will pay, for whole of your life. And what he said, my grandfather asked me, he just held my hand into his hand and said, whenever, somebody say something to you and you feel angry, anger comes, so ask the person that, I will reply you after 24 hours. I'm not going to reply now. I will reply you after 24 hours. And Gurdjieff says, this one simple thing, because my grandfather was holding my hand with love. So because of love, I couldn't forget this all my life. And when somebody, made that kind of a statement, which made me angry, I always said, I will answer, but after 24 hours. And somehow, in these 24 hours, what happened, many times happened that I found out that, this was my mistake. And then, there is nothing to speak to this person but to correct me, to do something to me. And there has been times when, I was not mistaken. So also then nothing is to be done, because, this is, if somebody is speaking some lie, what I have to do with that? So he said, all my life, after 24 hours, I was not in a position to say anything, So somehow, I also remember computers. So when you put them on, so the sign comes, wait, processing. So I think, for computers, some company makes that, whatever part, which asks us, wait, processing. And today I'm feeling that, you know, I'm going to be a businessman and try to sell this part, you know, to all of you, you know, so that we can we can say, wait, you know, I'm processing, kind of. And, you know, like the, I think, like, on the way, you know, to the hall, I was thinking, you know, what price to ask to you for this part. And, you know, on the way, my heart was saying, you know, maybe ask a smile as a cast. And also one condition, that if you can also pass on to someone, but not without making any profit, you know, asking a smile, plus please pass on to someone, at least one person. And now I am going to, you know, kind of like describe my product, you know, kind of, you know, as a product, I say, like. So generally, like, you know, if we look at our life, there is like a, like we come in contact with a conscious part, like conscious part, which where thinking is going on all the time, kind of like this. And through this conscious thinking part, like what we receive as knowledge are concepts, like, you know, because thinking cannot go below the conscious. You know, there is no way that thinking can reach kind of like below the conscious. And example, what is coming to my mind, like, a, you know, if you have a, say, clay pot, and in the clay pot, like if you are stirring from the spoon. So because spoon cannot go, you know, inside the clay pot. But if water is there, so probably water will pass, you know, down. So what I'm trying to say, that thinking cannot pass the conscious mind. And everything what will come as concept will have no connection to the deeper part of us, which is, I think, in psychological language is called subconscious and unconscious, you know, like I'm probably, you know, I'm right, but I can also be wrong because I don't know much of the psychology. So what works there actually, you know, what will be water for this part? Kind of like a, you know, how this processing, like how this part will work to us. So processing, like actually, you know, in this thinking realm, in this conscious thinking realm, if we can invite observation, and generally, from observation, also we understand, you know, like thinking, like from one thought to think about other thought, you know, like this is what we know about generally, like, you know, observation. Like observing means from being observer, what is being observed is thinking, like generally. But I think observation is something more than this. And that is not to be involved with thinking, but allow something else kind of to like generally, like if we really see thinking, how thinking works with with like decisiveness, kind of like we already make a decision that, you know, I'm, you know, this is right and this is not right. Kind of already a decision has been made, and like what is not right is being seen by what is right. And both of them are concepts. Like, you know, none of them has been processed to the deeper kind of like whatever deep is. And there has been no confirmation made from the deeper part. And this is why like concepts are very reactionary, kind of like, because you yourself are not sure about your concept. So as soon as somebody kind of like little, you know, make little scratch on your concept, you know, you become reactionary, you know, like, kind of like, you know, somehow like the on the way I was thinking, you know, maybe it's right or not wrong, I don't know, like somehow, like, you know, we used to be like kind of missionary, and now somehow we have become reactionary, you know, like kind of somehow, like, you know, all the time what we do is like through the concepts, as soon as somebody like scratch, you know, like suddenly like reaction comes. And why reaction comes? Because this weight processing, you know, has not been invited. So how to observe now is the question, you know, like the kind of, you know, this part which I am selling, you know, how this part, like this observing part works. So if you in the thinking realm, if you really don't take any side, because like as soon as you take, ah, this is good or this is bad, then still you cannot observe. You will be observing from the bad to the good or from the good to the bad, you know, and that will be still not processing. So if you can like somehow forget about good or bad. And if we manage to, so what will happen? Nothing will happen. You know, like there will be a period of time that actually, you know, if good is not there, observing is not happening. As if bad is not there, observing is not happening. And we have to let this time pass, like, you know, after a while, something like it, some kind of like sensing kind of like will appear, which will be not from this thinking part, you know, something other than the thinking, and somehow as soon as that enters, then there will be allowance from the subconscious and unconscious. Things can come in, like come up and be met. And then kind of like a knowing about, like, you know, actually what I know about me is from this like very small part, you know, kind of like a, and there is like a big part which is unknown about me. So when I make a statement, ah, I'm a very good person, and actually, without having processed, So what happens, like, one day, you know, like, this goodness is sleeping, kind of, you know, like, that happens, like, you know, the goodness sleeps, and then something pops up, and then, you know, I do something, and then later find, ah, how I did that, you know, like, there is no connection, you know, kind of like, I have done, but I don't remember me doing that, because my, this conscious part was sleeping somehow, or was not available. So this processing, like, really kind of like a go deeper and slowly, kind of like a many, you know, things opens up. Many things which we have never been aware of, which we never thought that also this is inside me, you know, like this like, you know, this hardness is also there, you know, this kind of like sneakiness is also there, you know, this, like, so many things. And through this observing, like the way I'm saying, you know, slowly, kind of like, we get to know, like, first about ourselves, and then also about the life, you know, about, because life is very much deeper than our conscious mind. And kind of it's like, probably, you know, the other day, the question was around like this, choice and no choice. And I think, you know, this question, you know, I think needs processing of lifetimes, you know, probably, like, you know, this is like, I think, you know, if one can be with this question, with this, like, simple one question, you know, if we have choice or if we don't have choice, and let it process. This one question can really open all the secrets, you know, secrets of life. All the kind of like, you know, as Kabir was saying, that by churning, like, the all the thick parts of curd gets soft, and then only the butter comes. So similarly, like, when all parts of, you know, inner realm, through the processing, will get soft. Like, if you have made mango pulp by hands, you know, kind of like, you know, I remember, like, as a child, like, making by hand, and, like, because it, like, in my village, like, mango garden used to have, like, several kinds of mangoes. So some mangoes will be tight, some will be, like, you know, less tight. So, like, when you do with the hand, you know, like, still, like, you keep on going, and you will find something hard again. And then you make it, and then again, like, many times, you know, like, I have to go, and every time I will find something hard. So when this processing, like, really goes through, and, you know, many times, like, you find something hard and work with it, you know, kind of like, with mango pulp, you know, I have to do, like, only this. And probably inside, you know, we really have to kind of, like, put awareness and see. And then it gets softer. And then, like, after, you know, this processing, like, the, like, whatever is understood, you know, that will be, I think, that can never be reactionary, you know, because having known the process, like, as soon as, if I know the process, you know, like, the, you know, every time I go in, I find something harsh, something difficult. So if I know my process, I can accept others, you know, if they are reactionary, you know, what to do, because they haven't done this, you know, like, they haven't gone in, and this is why reactionary. Otherwise, how can one be reactionary, you know, it's not possible if one has really gone, you know, into the pulp, into the kind of like with this observing quality. It is not possible. Like reaction is not possible. Like so somehow kind of like I was feeling, you know, if I can sell this, you know, part to you, and you know, if you feel happy to give me one smile, and with the condition that you will pass to someone like at appropriate time, not like, you know, you don't have to do marketing, you know, like really kind of like finding the right person and, you know, selling it and asking, ah, if you can smile back at me. And with the condition, if you find right person, if you can also pass it to someone. And then maybe life really gets very easy, as Gurdjieff said, you know, like this poor, you know, grandfather somehow, yeah, like made my life the way I am. Like just one simple thing, you know, like, you know, I'm going to answer you in 24 hours. And after 24 hours, having been processed, you know, he never found something to say. Either he accepted and corrected his mistake, or he saw that, you know, this is like the illusion of this person, and, you know, nothing can be said as long as one is in illusion. So I think, you know, this part will make, I think, our life, you know, better somehow, like in relation. So if we can also like remember, always wait, processing, you know, like this line which comes in the computer. So like when we speak, you know, if we remember, ah, still wait, processing, you know, I'm processing. And then, you know, that will be very, very helpful as far as I know. So if there are any questions about my part, you know, this, what I'm selling today, so please, welcome. Yes, please. Yeah, just one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the observer, you know, like the, like, you know, not this kind of observer where, you know, like a decisive observer observing another thing, you know, like that is thinking actually, not observing. Observing means like when you let go of the thinking, then there will be like a time, you know, you will feel almost nothing, nothing is going on, almost you are killing time, like that's how it will feel. But if you are able to kill this time, then something like some kind of sensing will happen, you know, some kind of movement, like in the inner realm will happen. And that will have eligibility to really, you know, open kind of like the unconscious and subconscious parts. And slowly, slowly, you know, like as I said, like this palm, you know, of mango, like many times like you will find some knot, you know, something, some hardness. But slowly, slowly, also there is a time that, you know, everything is kind of pulp, you know, it's like just liquid. And then it's like really, you know, the song which comes from the liquid is song of divine, actually. You know, life really sings divine songs without being reactionary. But it's a, like, you know, processing, you know, has to be there.
Yeah. Can you sell us the observer?
The observer?
Uh-huh. Could I buy that from you?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying, you know, to sell to you. And probably, you know, I'm sure that I will be successful, but, you know, like, because it's like, there is like a time gap, you know. You will buy from me, but like, you know, after a while, kind of. Yeah. Yes, please, Sandy.
As you were talking, I just felt like saying that my computer is very old. And when I turn it on, I hate this wake processing.
Yeah, but I think, you know, this is not wise not to wait. You know, just please wait as long, you know. Otherwise, you know, like you will push button and, you know, wrong thing will come. So it's better to, you know, kind of like say, you know, you haven't wait and you push button and it comes Calcutta. And you're supposed to be in Delhi and you, you know, you go to Calcutta. What will happen, you know? Yes, please.
My understanding, are you saying to let go of having opinions about anything?
Yeah. Like, you know, opinions, they are really helpful, you know? Yeah. Kind of like, but they are not the truth, you know? They are opinions. Like, opinion means like, you know, in this specific moment, that feels right. You know, like, we cannot say, I'm right, you know. I feel right, you know. That's how it feels with the opinion. So kind of like they are helpful, but not trustworthy. So like, you know, it's helpful, you know, really, but not trust them.
And so if you let go of opinions for a while, you know, really,
yeah, some kind of like, you know, deeper like connection, you know, like something deeper than the kind of like conscious, you know, which we are conscious, that really joins us somehow. And in that also there are like many, you know, hardnesses. So slowly they will also be, you know, kind of pulled, you know, kind of like, you know, churned or whatever. And then, you know, like another kind of like singing happens, you know, like when everything is like kind of, you know, liquidic, you know, in the inner realm, everything has become pulp. Then, you know, the song which comes is very different song. Like Gurdjieff, you know, like he sang somehow. So those kind of song comes.
So is it like a process of letting go of everything?
Yeah, it's the long process. Kind of like, you know, it's like a, you know, I think it's lifetime process, something like that. Yeah. So also one has to really wait, kind of like. Many times this processing goes fast. Many times, you know, it gets stuck, you know, like as Samji said, that his computer is old. So somehow like some areas it gets stuck. And then, you know, it says processing, but, you know, it's so slow, kind of. So also we have to really be having patience enough, even when computer is very slow. You know? Like many times nothing is happening in this life, in inner life. It seems like nothing is happening. And then one day, you know, it feels, this was worth to spend time, you know, like waiting. So... Yes, please.
What about, we can call it an opinion or maybe a bit of another word instead of opinion, but, well, okay, opinion. What about, sometimes it can be the case that maybe the question or the statement that you have an opinion about, it can be something that you have processed over a long time before. So in one sense, maybe...
Yeah. Like, you know, then I'm not saying that, you know, you have to process it every time. Mm-hmm. Like if one has processed, then it's like, you know, it's a very different thing.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, then I'm not saying, you know, then again wait because one doesn't have to process every time.
But it's a tricky thing, because it's like it has to do with the question of when to speak out and when to keep silent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes it can feel right to speak out.
Yeah.
Other times maybe it's best to
do not to speak.
Even
yeah.
Processing
yeah.
Has been.
Yeah. Yeah. Even processing has been. Even then, like times will be that will be. It will feel right to speak, and times will not feel right to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, please.
What about being spontaneous?
Being?
Spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you wait 24 hours or something, you lose the spoon.
When you wait 24 hours, yeah. Yeah. Probably like a, kind of like a, after waiting 24 hours, you will reach to spontaneity, kind of. Yeah, that will be spontaneity, actually. Like spontaneity means really not speaking from any concept, any kind of knowledge before.
But when you wait 24 hours, so then the knowledge comes, then the concept comes.
No, it's not concept come. You really reach, away from the state of concepts and knowledge. In a aliveness. Kind of very alive, part of you. And that part doesn't need concepts. Every time.
I don't feel it. I feel the opposite.
Mm-hmm. If you wait, then you will have more concepts.
Yeah.
Because maybe you are waiting to find concepts, not.
I feel it when I answer immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's conceptless.
Then it's conceptless.
Yes.
Uh huh. Yeah, it could be because you have processed before. Possible. If processing has happened, then that can happen, that you answer immediately, but answer is processed answer.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I'm not saying so you just really feel for you, what is that for you? Yes.
Maybe she meant, or you meant that you are connected with your heart. If you are connected with your heart,
mm-hmm.
Then this process of waiting,
yeah,
is not necessary.
Yeah, it's not necessary. So that's what I'm saying. But if you are connected, we are connected with heart, but with the concept of heart, many times. So really to check it, and if you are connected, then very good. Yes, please.
I remember by the processing you meant the anger. The processing was the anger.
Processing means any kind of really checking it with the aliveness. How is that? Not through the concept. That is what I mean from the processing. Yeah. Yes, please.
I find that really interesting that I've never thought of that before, this kind of difference between spontaneity and reactionariness.
Uh-huh.
The bit that just reacts. Because I think sometimes I'm in the idealized, just spontaneous action.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's
really spontaneity means actually touching the aliveness, being in touch with aliveness and responding from there. Like, you know, that is what spontaneity is. Yes, Leniji.
So what you're doing when you're processing,
mm-hmm.
and you're taking the whole thing into your inner self, to your spiritual self, and seeing an answer without the right or wrong, left
yeah.
or right.
Yeah, kind of. So that life can respond, actually. No, because of right and wrong, life never responds. Actually, right and wrong respond.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes these questions are complex.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to say, perhaps for his side, and then something for your side.
Mm-hmm.
And being just in all of that to everyone. So I guess the processing or the going in would take care of all.
Yeah, we'll take care of it. You know, we'll see that this is the conflict, you know. Like, I'm reacting because I have already conflict with this person. Kind of like, generally, what happens, like, you know, there are, even like in, say, in the silent groups, you know, there are conflicts. Kind of like, you know, like somehow, like, you know, we say, you know, this person doesn't walk the way I want, you know. You know, this person, you know, like, you know, his hairstyle, you know, is like, you know, kind of funny, you know. So all these things, you know, like, really makes conflict. And when somebody, like, even like having this conflict, you know, say if I have conflict with you and you say like very nice thing, but still I will be, you know, reactionary, you know. Like, I will react because I already decided that I have conflict with you. But, mm-hmm, yes, please.
Can you, what comes to me, of course we've been meditating now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you know, if meditation has, like, you know, meditation means like some kind of like a, you know, like a, some kind of like energy you felt in, and that can be used for processing.
Well, now, what would be helpful if you could say what the processing.
Yeah. So, you know, they are really helpful, letting go and these things, because they can allow processing. But it's not the case. Like, we can let go and invite. Kind of generally, like, you know, like when we say let go, so we let go. Like, I let go of this, but I invite this. Like, generally, like, if we be watchful, so when I'm doing letting go, say, so I'm letting go of this, but at the same time I'm inviting this. So if you know, this is not happening, if I'm not inviting anything else, only letting go happens. So then, you know, that will be a processing.
Well, sometimes, as we've talked about before, the workings of the things inside of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we wait for it to say,
yeah,
or, you know, whatever,
yeah,
comes.
Yeah.
And so maybe it would not be coming in 24 hours. Maybe it would be,
yeah, you know, like I'm, you know, I'm just using his example.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I'm also saying that many things might need lifetimes processing, you know. It's not like, you know, like it's one thing, but probably, like, you know, about anger, 24 hours are good enough, but maybe about other things, you know, processing need more time. Yes, please.
Processing is the process.
Processing is the process, yes. You know, because, yeah, yes or no is also not a process, you know. Again, kind of like you are taking side. Like you said yes to process will also not be process. Yeah.
I'm asking if something can be processed halfway.
Processed halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's possible, like, you know, processed halfway. But, you know, if you know that this is halfway processed, so it's not right time to speak about it. No? You know, it's still more processing needs to happen. Yeah. Yes, please.
I was processing what we were talking about.
Uh-huh. Very good, yeah. Great.
And I guess that my confusion was between when about this tendency that I confused between the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The spontaneity comes from
the other one, yes.
And what I was talking about, like, immediately reaction, is the feeling.
Feeling, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, this is what I was saying, you know, like,
yes,
just really feel.
It's not the feeling.
Yeah, it's not the feeling, you know. It's kind of like, you know, like actually responses happen, but only from the life, you know, through the processing. And then, kind of like, you know, all the, you know, corners, like in, they are somehow available to us. Like all the mysteries we call, you know, somehow they are not mysteries anymore. Like many, many of them. Yes, please.
If I want, is this a job?
If you want.
If I want, that is a job.
Uh-huh. You know, that you have to be like, you know, you have to tell the family, you know, wait. Kind of like, you know, in a way, like what I mean from spontaneity, yes, you know, that is. But maybe different people mean different things from the spontaneity. Like spontaneity for me, connecting to aliveness and let responses come from there. So, you know, that kind of spontaneity, yes. Yes, please.
Is it possible to have an observer already? I feel when I hear what you're saying, the first way that I was picturing what you were saying is that you or I would work on erasing my channels of bad and good and right and wrong, and then this observer would kind of become available to process all sorts of things. But the way that I experience it is that in certain situations, I have an observer more readily available. So if I start to feel conflict, if I move away and give it some space, the right thing comes up naturally.
Yeah, naturally.
And in other situations, especially dealing with myself and my opinions on myself, I can sit there for years.
Because it's still the opinions are there.
Yeah.
As long as opinions are observing, you know, it's not observation. Mm-hmm. So when, you know, opinions are not, like, you know, then will the observation happen. So it's like, you know, many, many areas, like, will be difficult to observe. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, once we start, you know, I think it's like really great fun, you know, kind of like, you know, like watching our own movie, you know, like really fun. You know? So that, you know, this fun makes us more interested, you know, to watch more about me, you know, like kind of like I knew, this is kind of like, you know, I remember, you know, during this time and like, you know, like I used to tell my wife, you know, if somebody comes and wants to kill you, I will ask, kill me, not kill my wife, you know, before. But when I did this processing, then I said, I will never do that, kind of, you know. You know, like, actually, I saw that, you know, that is not true, what I was saying to her. You know, it's truly, and then I told her. So then she was a little upset. Kind of, you know, fine. It went on, but then she finally understood that, you know, now I am speaking the truth, you know. So. So these kind of things, you know, like before I was very sure that, you know, I will do this kind of like. But, you know, when I really saw me that, you know, I will really run away. Yes, please.
I have something I'd like to clear in my head. When you say observing your thoughts. So does it mean that process of because then of course they come back again.
Yeah.
They disappear and not they come back, then observe and they go, they dissolve into a blackness. Is the dissolving into the blackness that helps the process from below?
That helps the process. Like if you dissolve in the blankness.
Yeah.
So like, you know, there will be kind of like time that almost you will feel nothing is happening, you know, nothing is going on, kind of like. But after a while, you know, like some things will be felt and real processing will kind of start.
But that's normal every time it absorbs.
Yeah, every time. So I beg pardon from Kabir because, you know, somehow watch it speaking something different. So if we can be quiet for a while.